This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A reminder, the Gurley Overpass will be closed today and tomorrow for its annual inspection and maintenance. Crews will be making repairs to the barriers and deck surface. Brooks Avenue and Gurley Avenue are a couple of detour routes you can use. A red flag warning is in effect from about noon today till at least 9 o'clock tonight for the area. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, as well as gusty winds as high as 30 miles an hour and low relative humidity conditions are expected to result in critical fire conditions. More than 800 people have already voted in the college district election. Additionally, almost 200 ballots have been mailed out, according to the county elections office. The ballot will ask whether voters support the formation of the Campbell County Community College District and will also ask them to choose 7 trustees from 23 candidates. Early voting ballots must be turned in by August 17th, the actual day of the election. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gurley Overpass will be closed today and tomorrow for its annual inspection and maintenance. Crews will be making repairs to the barriers and deck surface. Brooks Avenue and Gurley Avenue are a couple of detour routes that you can use. A red flag warning is in effect from about noon today until at least 9 o'clock tonight for the area. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, as well as gusty winds as high as 30 miles an hour and low relative humidity are expected to result in critical fire conditions. Campbell County Health Trustees have voted unanimously in favor of their amended affiliation agreement with UC Health, adding terms that would prevent the group from competing with Campbell County Health. The amended agreement now must go to the Campbell County Board of Commissioners for another vote. The first time around, commissioners voted 3-2 against the affiliation. If the agreement clears, then it will go to UC Health for final approval. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.